Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator, coming at you with episode 91. Now, kind of like Bob Costas, although much taller, I must say, I'm going to come at you with something a little serious to begin the night. And you can write letters. You can call for the hall to, you know, suspend me. How dare I get serious? But the killings, the shootings in Connecticut yesterday, that's pretty troubling news. I can't really say anything about how troubling it was that you haven't already thought or felt, I'm sure. Even the nerdiest, most music-obsessed of, you know, among you, I'm sure, felt something beside the need to, you know, catalog your Sparks records when you heard that news. Now, I'm not, you know, not the type anymore who thinks that we're going to one day melt the guns. Just do away with guns and stick daisies in the end of the rifles and all that kind of stuff. I hardly acknowledge violence and anger and aggression and all that kind of stuff. I was coaching my son's indoor soccer team last night and telling him, one of the other boys was asking me on the ride home, you know, what kick do I get out of coaching this stuff at this point? And I had to admit, I like seeing people bang each other around. Just, you know, in the spirit of competition. Shootings at schools, however, not cool with them on any level. So here's what I've been thinking. I think there are plenty of reasonable people out there, regardless of their religious views, their political views, their race, their taste in music, their interest in hunting or not. I think most of us out here kind of agree that assault weapons probably shouldn't be in the hands of regular people. That it might be possible to control, to manage the distribution of assault weapons without taking away the right to bear arms, pretend that you're going to someday, you know, shoot the gun out of a bad guy's hand right before he's about to commit a crime. You know, that happens on TV and movies. I'm sure, you know, six or seven people a year probably make some heroic, you know, use of their firearm and they're, you know, tucked away under their pillow or wherever they keep that stuff. But for the most part, if you have a handgun around, there's the possibility you might lose your temper. And unlike in, you know, indoor soccer when you might lose your temper and just a little pissed off, want to kick the ankles out from this, you know, little fast kid who's been just facing you all night. You might instead, in the comfort of your own home, pull a gun on somebody like that Kansas City Royals guy or Kansas City Chiefs guy did. Shot his girlfriend, mother of their 3-month-old child, and shot himself in front of his coach. You don't see that happening. People don't do that with bows and arrows or crossbows or, you know, few people commit suicide with a brick or, you know, the little thing that you stir the fireplace up with. So I think reasonable people think about these things and start making gun control a mainstream issue. And they can start making complete lack of interest in gun control. People who want to, you know, defend these ridiculous right to bear assault weapons, that needs to be shoved in the closet for most, you know, that needs to get out of the mainstream. It needs to be a deal breaker. You might agree with your politician, you know, on the budget and how they manage finances or their views on abortion or whatever hot button issue. Education, public transportation, whatever it is. But if your otherwise reasonable politician is standing behind legislation that supports the right to bear assault weapons in the schools and whatnot, that person's got to be off your list. You're not voting for them. Give it a couple elections. Those politicians, they know the fringe element they're appealing to. They're going to have to come up with a new strategy to appeal to that element. You know, maybe support drive-through liquor stores or whatever, you know, whatever other kind of package deal that crowd is part of. And they're going to stop resisting gun control. That is at least my possibly completely idealistic view on things. Equated it with some friends' social media sites. Equated it with the way smoking has changed over the years. And I'm not equating it with smoking. Get me right here. But what I'm saying is, smokers were kind of hassled for a while. Some controls were put on their activities. And kind of in conjunction with that, a number of smokers said, you know what? This shit's unhealthy. I'm not smoking anymore. It's stupid. Randy from Pee-wee's Playhouse, Randy thought smoking was cool. Pee-wee told him, smoking's not cool, Randy. And that's what I've got to say on the subject for now, all right? You want to call me Bob Costas or whatever? Go for it. Let's get rocking. We're going to be rocking with a little bit of a message tonight. Listen to Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. In the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Can do me no harm, because happiness.
John Cale doing Gun on Rocktown Hall, Saturday Night Shut-In. Go Phil Manzanera. Man, I love Phil Manzanera. We kicked off tonight's set with the Beatles doing Happiness is a Warm Gun. So there you have it, my Bob Costas moment. Was it inappropriate? I just want to come here to rock, man. I don't need some guy getting on his high horse telling me how to live my life. You want to complain? Go right ahead. Mr. Moderator at rocktownhall.com or log right onto the site. www.rocktownhall.com and follow along. Post your thoughts in the thread that accompanies this podcast. A lot of people are doing it. Now, honestly, not enough people are doing it. Numbers are going down. I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing here. For years, I thought I was doing the Lord's work. Me, you, the lurkers, even the lurkers, were doing the Lord's work. Not getting that sense anymore. I'm trying to, you know, reevaluate. Is it time I just start a full TJ Hooker blog? Could be. We'll consider that over the coming weeks. Coming up next, something relatively new, I believe, from Cody Chestnut. I think it's part of that Roots crew. Till I Met Thee. Reminds me a bit of a Marvin Gaye song. Marvin Gaye, how was he? That's right, his dad killed him with a handgun.
a dead man. I was asleep, knocked me out, knocked out for a minute. I was a stranger in a foreign land. Oh, till I met thee, Lord. And I wanna say it again, say, say, I was a dead man. I was asleep. Lord knows I was. I was a stranger in a foreign land. Oh, till I met thee. Second verse. A stranger in a foreign land. Said I was a stranger in a foreign land. Said I was walking in darkness with no sense of direction. He came and made a way for me to see all of my afflictions. Said I was a stranger in a danger. Sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see all of my walking in darkness. No sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see. I was walking in darkness. No sense of direction in you came and made a way for me to see all of my afflictions. Walking in darkness with a no sense of direction, then you came and made a way for me to see. I was walking in darkness with a no sense of direction, then you came.
Coming to you loud and clear. I'd like to bring everyone's attention.
Turn into gods, contemplate.
was Ja Wobble and Keith Levine. That's right, Keith Levine. The famed Rocktown Hall non-interview. Sammy Maudlin. So close to tracking down and getting an interview. The boyhood hero. He was in touch with Keith. Keith was ready to do it. And Keith backed out at the last moment. Just like Klaus Voormann backed out on Sammy. It ain't right to hurt a boy's feelings like that, you know. It was a song called Strut from their new album. I think it's called Yin and Yang. Some surprise. I'll tell you what, I gotta dig into that album deeper and then pull out. Levine had sent us a track when he was getting close to doing the interview with Sammy. You know, he threatened to kill him if he ever released the track. Sammy did share it with me, though, so I've got it. I don't know, maybe if the Lord's work is back in action and it's the right time to share it, maybe I will. Before Ja Wobble and Keith Levine. Ja Wobble, by the way, I downloaded the track from eMusic, and in the description they have to give, in parentheses, his real name.
Oh, John Wobble? Is that who they're talking? I didn't realize that's who John Wobble. Well, I'm a big fan of John Wobble, or whatever his real name is.
No one knows what his real name is or cares. Did they put Woody Allen's real name in parentheses every time he's mentioned? There's a new movie up by Woody Allen. Alan Konigsberg. Isn't that it? Before that, we heard Erica Badu, the healer. Healer. That's what I want to be known as. To heal this nation. And Cody Chestnut started us off with Till I Met Thee. Now, all these artists they somehow reminded me of a conversation I had with Sammy yesterday about somehow we were talking and the old TV show Night Music came up. You remember that? David Sanborn was the host and he'd bring together this incongruous mix of eclectic artists. Might be like David Thomas, Perubu, with a folk singer with Joni Mitchell. Or no, David Thomas, Joan Baez, and Fela. And in the middle of that would be Sanborn with that helmet hair. Those smoky white glasses, the white horn-rimmed glasses, kind of the smoky feel to them, you know, on the rims. It's like Sally Jesse Raphael kind of glasses he used to wear. He had that monkey jaw, like a George W. Bush kind of jawline. He'd be making a smarmy face while blowing his soprano sax, that straight thing that, Kenny G made famous. Night Music. Erica Badu, she would have been good for that. Erica Badu, Ja Wobble, Keith Levine, Phil Collins, Kate Bush, who it actually sounds like was yelping in the background of that Erica Badu tune at some point. Kate Bush, Erica Badu, Ja Wobble, Keith Levine, Phil Collins, and Buddy Guy to round it out. And in the middle of all that, Richard Thompson, he'd show up too with his beret. And then you got Sanborn, the helmet hair, smoky white frame glasses, the Sally Jesse Raphael style, the George Bush monkey jaw, blowing the soprano sax. Sanborn, if you think about it, he's kind of like Now, he might be a great person. Let me back up here for a second. He might be a tremendous human being. And there was something interesting about that show. It's like, it always seemed like this is going to be a good idea. I see all these different people mix it. They're musicians, man. They're just there for the love of music. Always seemed like it was going to be a good idea. As Sammy said when we were talking yesterday, though, forced busing seemed like a good idea, too. So, you got Sanborn there, and I was thinking about Sanborn. He's kind of like G.E. Smith's asshole brother. Or is it the other way around? Let's keep things moving. Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. Play a few more songs, beginning with this one.
No rude wine, no respect, keep raging again, oh no. soldier man. A rude boy, a fire M16. So is a policeman. Trenchtown, Jonestown, Tivoli, firehouse. They just fight against one another. Boy, boy. Bad boy, a fire M16. So is the soldier man. Rude boy, a fire M16. So is the policeman.
Somebody to love. Anybody.
Queen doing Somebody to Love on Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. There's a band I wish I could like better. Freddie Mercury's voice is so good. He has the whole package. Power, melody, just oozes with style. I'd put him right up there with Roger Daltrey if I liked more of their songs. That one is cool, though. I learned in the Freddie Mercury biography we had as a giveaway a few months ago. Got some copies from Simon & Schuster. I learned that was his favorite song of his compositions. And it was kind of interesting to read, kind of incongruous, like A Night of Night Music, considering the scenes with him, you know, going through a cavalcade of a gauntlet of prostitutes servicing him on any given night. Strange Cat with the Alabama Shakes, Hang Loose.
Up to you, You'll surely have to work down to me someday. In the courtyard of the golden sun, you stand and fight, or you break and run. You went and lost your lovely head for a drink of wine and a crust of bread. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. We looted and we plundered on distant shores. Why is my share not equal to yours? Your father left you, your mother too. Even death has washed its hands of you. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. This is hard country to stay alive in. Blades are everywhere and they're breaking my skin. I'm armed to the hilt and I'm struggling hard. You won't get out of here unscathed. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. You got too many lovers waiting at the wall. By the 1,000 tongues, I couldn't count them all. Yesterday, I could have thrown them all in the sea. Today, even one may be too much for me. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Cakewalker, baby, you can do no wrong. Put your arms around me where they belong. I won't take your honor, roller coaster ride. Lay my hands all over you, tie you to my side. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. I got a heavy stacked woman with a smile on her face, and she has crowned my soul with grace. I'm still hurting from an arrow that pierced my chest. I'm gonna have to take my head and bury it between your breasts. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. Been dark all night, but now it's dawn. The moving finger is moving on. You can guard me while I sleep. Kiss away the tears I weep. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. I love women, and she loves men. We've been to the West, and we're going back again. I heard a voice at the dusk of day saying, be gentle, brother, be gentle and pray. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. I can't work up to you. You'll surely have to work down to me someday.
Bob Dylan, The Narrow Way. Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. That's from his latest. The one with a really bad album cover. You know, I forgot to, before Queen's Somebody to Love, I forgot to announce the two previous songs. The Mighty Diamonds doing Bad Boy. Excuse me. The Mighty Diamonds, Bad Boy. Man, could those guys sing. And the Lavenders with Leon Huff doing the slide. Now, we're going way over time. This is the last thing I'm going to play. It's pretty long. It's instrumental. It's mellow. It's not for all of you guys, all you cats and kittens. It's called The Song of the Sea. It's by, and I think it might be like real classical music of some sort. It's familiar, but it's by an Ethiopian woman from that Ethiopique series. I think she might have actually been a nun. Emahoy Segue Mariam Gwebru or something like that. Ooh, I don't know my Ethiopian. I'm just going to let this play out. I think it's a beautiful recording. I don't know if it's a composition or what. I just think it's beautiful, and I think it's something nice to hear, if that news of the shooting was disturbing. I think it's a For real, I think this is good stuff to listen to. So just enjoy. Thanks for joining us.